Hey guys, hope you're kicking ass out there. Happy Tuesday. I'd like to premiere another song off our new record, Le Optimus, coming out August 11th. This song's called Iowa Moon. It's a vulnerable song. It's just me and a guitar and a violin, and it's a really important song to me, actually. So I hope you enjoy it. Chris, play the flutes, baby. A little different side of me than party animal music. So I hope you enjoy Iowa Moon.
Something that I knew was true. You hate things that I hate too, like 10-minute songs and everybody's negative views. There's always been something that I loved in you, the way you love your dogs and your bluegrass tunes. I always speak my mind, you always light up the room. I'm city lights, your farm star bright, you're my even keel, my Iowa moon. Like Sonny and Cher, like the rain in June, I'm thankful for you, my Iowa moon. Let's build a fort by the old job site. Let's set the dogs free, yeah, they better not bite. Then we'll jump in a train, just you and me. I wanna roll in the dirt, wanna worship a tree. Gonna let love loose, let it set me free. This love is new, at least it's new for me. I'm city lights, your farm star bright, you're my even keel, my Iowa moon. Like Sonny and Cher, like the rain in June, I'm thankful for you, my Iowa moon. Hotel lobby, I don't need fancy, and I don't need snobby. My favorite views are when I look at you. I wanna change my tire and sleep in a car underneath your moon like a real rock star. We ain't got no shame, our love will change the game. I'm city lights, your farm star bright, you're my even keel, my Iowa moon. Like Sonny and Cher, like the rain in June, I'm thankful for you, my Iowa moon. I'm thankful for you, my Iowa moon. I'm thankful for you, my Iowa moon.
And we're back.
Denny's.
Andy Frasco's World 7 Podcast. I'm Andy Frasco. Hot off a fucking summer camp weekend that I can't even...
The Wook King.
Speaking of the Wook King.
Stolen Valor. I don't like the Wook King thing. I'm out on it. Stolen Valor.
Look at this.
You're not a real Wook.
Shut up, Nick. Well, give me my flowers for a second.
You got a giant trophy, dude. You got your flowers.
I am honored. I'd like to thank the Academy for this beautiful trophy. I flew it home with it. There was drugs all over. I had to take them off because I couldn't go through TSA.
Stolen Valor.
With Stolen Valor? What the fuck are you talking about?
You haven't even been to a fish show yet.
No, that doesn't mean I'm a Wook. Look how many doctors go to fish shows.
Doctors can be Wooks.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So why can't I be a Wook?
Well, you can. You just aren't.
It's like the...
You're something. We got to get you a little bit more. You got to get a little more clout. You got to go to a fish show. You got to, you know what I mean? You do like nitrous at least. Your house is a little nice. I don't know. I guess you can be a rich Wook.
I'm not rich.
I mean, compared to Wooks, you are.
Okay, we need to change the category. We need to change the statistics on Wooks.
There's, someone's got to push back on this. It can't just be all, you know what I mean?
I get it, but I want you to argue this, because why do you have to be a poor
Are you a true... I don't think you have to be poor, but are you a true Wook? Do you have to go to at least one fish show to be a Wook? I think you do. Even if you don't like it, you have to go.
No, I'm here for the people. I am here for the Wook
Nation. I understand
nation.
You're here for the people. I like that it's a chess...
I love how it was Illinois State Chess Championship and then turned it into Wook of the Year.
Rook of the Year, get it?
Oh, so happy when I got it. I love trophies.
I love a good bit.
I love trophies.
Yeah.
And I could finally put the trophies that I bought that weren't mine. I used to buy trophies. Do you know this? I buy trophies sad.
I didn't know this, actually. Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you? Not only do you need validation from your parents... And who else? You need validation from Goodwill. I went to Goodwill. I spent $8 validating myself today.
Summer camp.
That's what you do when you buy trophies. Why the fuck do you do that? Is it a write-off?
I love trophies.
Is it a write-off?
I don't know. I always, like, when I lived in Brooklyn, there was this place called Marlowe & Sons that was a... That was right next to my house, and it was like this nice hipster
trophy
restaurant.
Oh.
And they had all these trophies of all these things. I'm like,
you got jealous of their trophies.
I got jealous of their trophies.
They started buying bowling champion of 1986 trophies and filling your home with them.
Yeah.
Bro, every day you get more and more psycho. Like every day I find something new about you. I feel like it's like we always talk about it, it's like the opposite. People always think I'm crazier than I am.
Why can't I pump myself up?
I don't have a problem with it, but it's funny and weird and psycho. Like, I don't mind it.
It's psycho.
You can keep doing it for all I care, but that's funny because in that email chain, we were like talking about submitting for some awards thing, and you're like, I love trophies. I thought you meant like winning trophies, not just buying them at Goodwill.
Any trophy. You guys want to give me a trophy? I will gladly put it in my house.
Whatever makes you feel good, but it's still fucking weird.
I know, it's a little weird.
We all do weird shit. That's weird.
Well, you know.
I mean, that's weirder than, I'm trying to decide.
I think this is cooler than the Grammys.
Definitely. I would much rather get Wook of the Year at summer camp than any Grammy. Winning a Grammy is almost embarrassing at this point. There's a great Simpsons bit about that where, like, Homer wins a Grammy one episode. He's in this barbershop quartet and, like, this, like, cleaner of his hotel room. He throws it out. And, like, the guy who goes to the dumpster, he goes, oh, an award. He goes, oh, it's just a Grammy. And he throws it away. He thought he's going to make an Oscar or something. Just a dumb award.
So shout out to everyone who went to summer camp. That was so fucking fun. I couldn't believe how big the crowd was. It was just huge, bro.
A lot of naked people.
You would have been proud of me.
Yep. I mean, I knew you were going to have a big crowd.
I did.
You're the Wook King.
I was up against like Mo and Jen Hartswick. I'm like, there's a lot.
Oh, you played the same time as her? That sucked.
That sucked.
And Jen, I mean, not because of the crowd thing. I'm sure she still had a good crowd because she had her like crew, you know?
We saw Jen at 9 a.m. We had that 5 a.m. flight after Pittsburgh. Also, shout out to Pittsburgh. That was dope too.
I love that city, actually.
It's such a beautiful, underrated city.
I think it's top 5 most underrated U.S. cities.
It was so beautiful.
And what do you think?
We got to play with all these folk bands and they were scared shitless of us.
They should be.
But it was awesome. We're coming for the folk scene too.
That sucks that Jen Hartswick couldn't come sing her song with you.
That's what
though.
I was going to say. So it's like 5 a.m. We get to Chicago on our layover and then we're all hungover. We went to bed kind of early.
Mm-hmm.
Our show was at like 4 p.m. And then we said, if we black out now, like from 5 to 10, we could go to bed by midnight and have 4 hours of sleep. So we went to
that
the bar.
That can be dangerous, though.
It was. It didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work. I had like a headache and I was tired and like I was still wired from all the sugar.
Because part of your plan was, let's get drunk as fuck. So that's good for the next day.
You're right. So I regretted doing it, but it was fun to bond. It was Floyd's birthday. He was so drunk, he was just kissing me at the bar. Like, I didn't even have to, like, hey, say,
oh, I bet you
here.
Hated that.
I was like, I think they saw me once. We're at the margarita place, and we're all just fucking hammered. And I'm just like, I have my head on his shoulder, and I'm just like, with my mouth open. He just gave me a big old kiss. Shout out to Floyd. Ooh. Happy birthday, Floyd.
Yeah, happy birthday, weirdo.
Psycho. So we saw Jen at like, 7 a.m. whenever
she was landing too or something?
She was coming from New York. She said she had some awesome gig at K Cap Theater with her old school band, which was tight. And she was riding a cloud because, you know, her show had ended at 2 and she had that 6 a.m. We all had that, you know, everyone had the 6 a.m. flight to get to summer camp.
It can be fun, actually.
It was fun. And
definitely fun.
That's when I found out, I'm like, fuck, we have, we're competing against Jen. I hate that because I love Jen.
She can't come sing your hit song together.
No, that was Kanika.
I thought Jen had it sang on one of your tracks.
Jen sang on Spill the Beans. Yeah. She was the backup vocals for Spill the Beans.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And a couple other scenes, Into the Blue and shit. She's a fuck. Yeah. She's like, you don't realize how fucking good of a singer Jen Hartswick is.
Oh, I realize exactly how good of a singer she is.
You keep forgetting because she's so good at trumpet. Yeah. She just kills it. Everything she does,
I've done a lot of gigs with her, and she's incredible to stand next to when she sings. It's
yeah. And she, at I heard,
not
she
normal.
Was like, thank you for everyone who didn't show up to the Frasco show to hang out.
I probably would have went to her set. I know.
We love you, Jen. I would have been there, too. If I hadn't played, I would have been right there, front middle, like staring at you.
I've seen plenty of, I don't get to see her that much.
And she, like, dyed hair blonde a little bit. She looks cute. God, she's just such an amazing person.
I love Jen.
Yeah, she's a special one. So, I'm bummed that we had to compete against a lot of those bands, but
that's how it is at that festival. There's just too many bands.
I got 1,000 bands that play that.
Yeah, but
festival.
There's a lot of people there, so it works.
It was nice, and it was a nice coming home, and you know, it was dusty as fuck.
That's how
I
it
didn't
goes.
Realize how dusty summer camp is, but
a little
the
rain
weather
can
was
help.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's good. I was there the year they had like a tornado.
Really?
2013. They had to abandon the whole thing, cancel.
Oh,
it wasn't
God.
A tornado. It was a super bad thunderstorm. They had a tornado a couple of years before that.
I remember when it's just been fucking muddy as shit out there.
It was like Vietnam.
But yeah, everyone was happy. It was like kind of like a, it was kind of sad.
It was like waiting in the shit and denying, man.
I mean, like
Anastasia was playing. Bullets were flying over my head.
It's like Vietnam.
I had
brother.
My rosary in my hand and I just started praying and I made it back to my Geo tracker and drove to the hotel.
I think people just don't want to camp anymore.
Would you?
I mean, camping. But I'm older. I think
first
young
of all, that's
kids.
Not camping.
What?
If you watched a picture of people walking into, like, okay, for example, I saw a TikTok today of like Shakedown Street at the Dead & Co. Atlanta shows. If you put that next to like a refugee camp in Texas and you said, guess which one's the Grateful Dead show? I would probably get it right, but I'd have to look at it for a good minute or two. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if that's... Is that really like a vacation? I don't know.
Some people like...
Right next to... It's not camp. It's like... To me, camping is like a solitude sort of escape.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still fun as shit if you like to get...
I wonder when if camping festivals are going to go obsolete.
I don't know about obsolete, but they're definitely going to be reduced.
A lot of them are going away.
It has to make your insurance more if you have camping, right? Like, has to.
And I think it's just it's a matter of a lot of things.
Although
you know?
Maybe like, it could make it less because people aren't going to be drinking and driving. You know what I mean?
Right.
So maybe I don't know how that works, but
I don't know. But whatever it was, summer camp was fucking amazing.
I camped at summer
Wonder
camp.
Works was amazing.
The first year I played there.
Yeah, it was just like bittersweet because that summer camp really was one of the festivals that built my career. They were the first festival that them and Wakarusa were the first two festivals who believed in me when I was a fucking psychopath drug addict.
Summer camp has done that for that's like how a lot of people, especially in the Midwest, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Wakarusa, I never really played that one. I kind of missed it. It like ended.
But it was amazing. We had like when Jay Blakesburg texts you and saying I have something set up for you, and then he brought like 30 naked people on stage, and then we had all it was just like a big family gathering. Like they knew that our set was gonna be like the hometown show.
Right.
All the musicians were there on side stage. Shout out to Ben from Goose, he was there.
You didn't get the Goose photo op in?
I didn't. No. Oh my God. Chill. It was just the meme. I saw that meme too.
Yeah. That's so funny.
But it was nice. But yeah, we had Eggy sit in. We had Sierra Hull sit in, who is amazing.
Yeah, she's like
mandolin.
One of the best players
Oh my
ever.
God! And then
mandolin's the coolest bluegrass instrument.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And then we had who else? We had Boogie T. Brock, who's amazing. I didn't realize how good a guitar player he was.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And then we had the Titty Brigade and Dolov. Crowd surf to a basketball slam dunk. And
there we go.
It was just wild. So shout out to everyone who came to my summer camp show. That was fucking awesome.
Where did Dolov stay in your room?
No, he got his own room. Got laid.
No, he didn't.
He had sex with a woman. I know exactly.
What do you mean you know exactly what? Like what happened?
His hotel room was right next to mine. I'm hearing moans and Dolov going, No. I swear.
I bet he's so loud when he has sex.
Oh my God. And
he's loud.
The woman he was with was also very loud, and I know her very well. She's one of my close friends.
What's her name?
I'm not saying. I'm not calling out nobody besides Dolov because he calls me out all the fucking time. But like, it was just like, it felt like, it felt like two new Neanderthals having sex.
Ooh.
It was like, whoo!
I mean, that's kind of what sex is. It kind of brings you back to your like primitive thing.
And then
A
couple of the highlights was seeing Willie Nelson.
Yeah, William Nelson. He's a very good singer.
No, but he was just 90.
He still have it?
What? Yeah, he does. He was, you know, just old, man.
He always kind of had an old sounding voice. You know what I mean?
So and like he sounded great. It was just 90. Like I could see in his eyes that like, you know, shit's going about to, you know.
How much longer
is he afraid? I'm afraid that it might be the last time I ever see him.
Is he still paying off the IRS? Is that why he's doing shows? What's up with that?
I don't know.
Remember
that
whole thing?
No, I think as you get older.
That was a thing though.
I know.
Yeah.
I remember like he had like pay the IRS for like,
a lot of money.
Like some golf courses or some shit.
I don't know. Yeah. They'll get you.
Yeah. But I think the shows keep him alive. And it was so nice. I cried heavy, dude. They did Georgia on my mind.
In public?
Yeah, I was kind of on drugs, too. It was like a little bit of mushrooms. And
yeah.
And I was just sitting there on the side. And I was like, because they wouldn't let anyone on the side stage unless you took a COVID test because he's 90. You know,
yeah, that's fair.
That's totally fair.
Oh, they should just not let anyone side stage because it's goddamn Willie Nelson. Get the fuck out of here, you poor idiot. This isn't goddamn... Never mind.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't need to bring any other bands into it.
I didn't even want to go backstage because I was hanging out with, like, the Wooks and hanging out with everyone at the festival and hugging them. Like, I don't know. Maybe what if I killed Willie Nelson, you know?
Put that in the book.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to find this manuscript of yours, speaking of books.
Yeah, one of these days.
It's got to be somewhere you just deep cleaned. It can't be that hard to find.
I know. It's like
I bet it's so bad.
It's horrible.
I bet it's so bad.
It's like 15 or 18
pages.
Just
you writing. It's just, I can't. I've never seen you type a paragraph.
But
Yeah,
okay. I was crying because I saw like Brendan Bayless sitting in with, and Mo sitting in with Willie and Sierra Hall. I'm like, all my friends are fucking doing shit and like, just made me feel good. And then I saw Lucas Nelson just sitting right next to his dad.
Isn't that your homie kind of?
Yeah, I mean, we know him pretty well. I mean, Sean's brother.
There's some sort of connection with,
Sean's brother is their sound man.
Sound man, engineer.
Yeah, I just started bawling. I was like, God, this is so beautiful. Because I was looking at him as he was singing these songs about death and I could really feel like,
I do like songs about
he realizes death. He's getting older. I'm like, God.
I think at 90 you start to realize you're getting older.
He looked great for 90. How many people are gigging at 90?
You gotta be rich when you're like 50,
right?
By the time you know what I mean, you gotta be rich going into it,
right?
No one blows up at 90,
right? And then I saw Humphries who fucking killed it.
Honestly,
too.
If I was a record label, that's what I that's had a great idea. You need to blow up like an 88-year-old songwriter. Here's why. Because they're going to die soon, right? So you can get all their publishing. You don't have to pay anybody.
Jesus Christ, Nick.
Put it in the contract.
Stop,
why am I not, like, running Sony Records?
Oh, my God, stop,
I should be running Sony Records with that idea.
No, stop.
Start signing old people. Then you don't have to pay them as long. It's very simple math.
Oh, my God.
Then you got to just deal with their, like, estate. Whatever. Lawyer up.
You're insane.
It's a good idea.
It is a good idea. Well, I can't think
I didn't
about
say it was, like... You know, not evil.
Yeah.
But they're record labels. That's what they're into.
All record labels are evil.
Not all, but yeah.
I have a good record label, Soundly. By the way.
The bigger they are, the worse they are. It's just like Walmart or fucking, you know, there's like local mom and pop record labels.
Yeah, Soundly is great. They've been really good. Shout out to everyone who's been listening to UDU. Mm. Now it's on like 25 radio stations. And today I released an early release of a new single called Iowa Moon. And thank you for listening to that.
Iowa Moon?
Iowa Moon.
What's that about?
Do you want to go there?
No, I know what it's about.
It's about my ex-girlfriend, Jill.
Yeah, obviously.
She's from Iowa.
I know. Right next girlfriend songs. We got to get you in a better mood. The other day, you were like, can we write me some happy dance chords at the baseball, we went to a baseball game?
Every song, all these new songs I've been writing with Sean and Andrew Cooney is like...
They're pretty depressing.
Yeah,
But that's depressing in right now. Like every time I drive by the Ogden Marquee, it's some solo artist with a rancher hat on that's like sad about their parents' divorce, making 30K. It's like you're 40. You're not allowed to be. You know what I mean?
This summer I've been interviewing.
So fucking funny. It's always some guy.
I've been interviewing a lot of folk singers, and I just interviewed BJ Barham from. American Aquarium. That dude, I can't wait for you guys to hear that.
I could tell you liked him because, like, I was downstairs, I'm going to hear your side. Whenever you're, like, really getting along with somebody, you're like, let's be friends. Text me. Text me. Can we be friends? Let's hang out.
Yeah, I do.
Very
He gave
desperate.
Me his number, so shout out to
him. No, I believe that.
Shout out to BJ.
That doesn't make it.
Not a lot of people give me the number.
Yes. I don't, I'm not going to. Remember that one guy that didn't text you back?
Oh, yeah, I was pissed.
One of the guests on here, he was like, yes, I'm friends with him now. Or her.
Yeah.
And then he texted me, just fucking left you undelivered, bro. Like, damn.
Cold-blooded.
That was kind of mean of him.
You can't be friends with everyone.
I know, he could at least text you back and be like, oh, I can't. I'm busy. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like the dry.
I don't fuck with that either.
You know, it's kind of shady. But maybe he had something going on, too.
But I probably do it all the time, too, because I get blown up all the time.
You hardly ever text me back.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You do the Y. You text like an old, like a 26-year-old girl.
Okay.
I hate K.
Yeah. I know.
Feminine.
Schwartz says I've been working on my content. Yeah, it works. But I'm not trying to.
I know. I learned that's not that, so I just let it go now. But at first, I was like, this fucking bitch, I'm going to murder him. Okay, me. Like in Indiana, you know, if you send a K text to one of your bros, you're going to get murdered. You're going to make him beat up.
I will be more direct with my text.
No, I don't mind it now that I know you're just like, don't have time for me. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's
I'm not important enough to put the O before the K. You know what I mean? That does take a lot of work.
Shut the fuck up.
Let me cook.
You're cooking.
I didn't get to go to summer camp. I'm cooked.
I know. Are you pissed?
No, it's fine. I've been 15 times. I know what it is.
I know, but it's the last one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's kind of like your hometown festival.
Maybe next time I'll go when they do something else.
All these bands go on a hiatus. We're like, why don't we just like say we're quitting for a year?
Dude.
Cash up. Get all the merch money. Sell out all the shows. And
String
then-
cheese. String Cheese did that like 7 years ago and it like made them like incredibly, it helped them a lot. And then they came back and did Electric Forest and it was like, boom, now they're like
every Fish time did that, Twiddle did that.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Twiddle. I mean, Fish and String Cheese and Twiddle are kind of different tiers. But
no,
yeah.
But it's still the same.
It did work, but Dopafot has definitely taken a hiatus and they come back and they're like better band now, you know, stuff like that. It's good to take a break. And then when you do the reunion tour, you make even more money.
Let's go.
And you can focus on this goddamn podcast like you should be.
Yeah, shout out to all the podcast fans. Our numbers have been insane.
And, we charted last week.
Again. We charted last week again?
The Manic, because Manic Focus.
Oh, you know what was so nice? Did I tell you that?
Yeah,
his mom sent me a message saying thank you so much for showing good light to depression and bipolar. And then his brother, J-Mac's brother, was there. He's like, man, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't think my brother's ever said any nice things about me.
That's a true brother would be. I mean, I would never.
Come. I mean, if my brother was my manager,
yeah, but you don't have a brother.
I don't want to kill him.
You don't know the dynamics of a brother. You don't have one.
I know, but I have a sister.
No, it's different. I have a sister
that shit's
too.
Passive aggressive.
Totally different thing. Brothers are better.
Right.
There's less drama. Oh, my sister's chill. She's a lesbian, so she's not so like.
I told my sister last week, like, why does my little cousin have like a Trump? Not cousin, nephew. Nephew is like I'm the uncle, right?
Yes, that's what a nephew is, 35-year-old man. Sorry, I mean, you're so fucking...
And I was
How
like,
are
why?
You so smart, but you don't know anything? I just can't figure this out.
Because I just focused my energy on two things.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, your nephew is a Trump supporter? Nine-year-old Trump supporter?
I was like, why does he have the Trump haircut? He's like, don't you fucking be me. And then she wouldn't talk to me for like 3 days.
Trump haircut?
He's got a kind of like the old like, Justin Bieber. Like,
oh, I thought you meant like bowl the cut. Trump
and but like
comb over.
His hair, when it gets windy, it looks like the comb over Trump thing. I'm like,
is he blonde?
Yeah.
How is he blonde? Is his dad blonde or something?
I mean, I was blonde when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
My sisters are blonde.
I thought you were Sephardic.
Yeah, but my
dad. Yeah.
Dad. Italian. Well, yeah, Italian Sephardic because they're it's.
You're down there.
Spaniard Jews and Italian Jews, Sephardic Jews.
There's Jews everywhere, man.
But she wasn't having it. And
I think you can talk shit about your nieces and nephews, but not other people's. Like, you can't make fun of Bayless's kids, really.
No. Yeah. I wouldn't make fun of Bayless' kid.
No, because you're not a dick.
Because they love me more than my niece and nephew.
They do, actually.
What did I do?
I don't know. I don't know.
What did I do to get this pain?
It could be your sister's fault.
It could be my sister's fault.
You might. I feel like you're scary as an uncle.
I am. I have big hair.
How old are they? Are they
four
old?
Four and eight.
Okay, so that makes a lot more sense why they're scared of you. Like a four-year-old?
Playing music, and they got a piano in the house, and he's like...
Well. My kid was trying to learn piano. I don't know. You might be the last person I wanted them around. I'm just kidding. But hit 4 year old. I mean, you would freak me out if I was 4. You're like purple and your hair's everywhere and you're like crowd surfing. And
yeah.
You got a giant trophy with you for some reason on the airplane. You know what I mean?
I did realize, because I had to bring the trophy on the airplane and I couldn't check it or anything, that I was just holding it around. I got a lot of love.
Like, you should have told
people. Oh, man, what's that trophy for?
I'm a drug addict.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, my parents didn't give me enough attention growing up, and now I'm this.
I was so excited. I was holding that trophy around like I fucking won the Oscar, dude.
I would rather have that than an Oscar. It's got purple things on it.
No, yeah. And I had a joint on there.
A little bit of stolen on the plane?
Had some mushrooms on the... I had to pull all that shit out because I couldn't just like... But when I got the thing from, I think they're called Camp Wow, they made it because the Wookery still hasn't sent me my trophy. Wookery, we gave you a lot of promo. I want my goddamn trophy, okay?
Ponzi scheme. That was a Ponzi scheme. That was a Facebook clicks Ponzi scheme.
No, they'll give me my trophy.
Ponzi scheme.
They're from Buffalo. They just...
Oh, you're saying Buffalo people are slow and dumb? Okay.
No, I did not say... Jesus Christ. We can't even... Both from Buffalo, Rochester.
Oh, yeah. I don't like him. No, he's from Rochester. That's two different places.
No, I just think they...
Bo, you know, and Kodak.
They're on their own time. They're on Tulsa time.
Yeah, Tulsa time.
I do love Buffalo. I can't wait to come back. We're playing Cobblestone in a couple weeks.
Oh, that looks cool. Cobblestone Live?
Yeah, with Dogs in a Pile, Twiddle.
Oh, they're doing it jam bands this year.
Mm-hmm. It's Little Stranger, too.
Oh, man. I wonder if their crowd's going to be bigger than yours.
I think we should do... there's a lot of crowds. They're getting bigger than us.
They're not Red Rocks, but if you're at a reggae festival...
Buffalo's my turf, though.
Yeah, but if you were like at a reggae festival kind of thing, they would probably dunk on you.
Oh, yeah. They've been dunking all summer, dude.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why?
I'm just kidding. I like them a lot.
I think actually. It's really cool that they're fucking blowing up. I can tell they're blowing up because we've been doing a lot of these reggae fests, and a lot of the guys are like kind of getting jealous of them. They're like, oh, yeah, Little Stranger.
Well, good. Real big. Guys. At least they're doing something a little different.
No, I like the reggae scene. They're way nicer than the jam scene.
I just can't stand the show part of it, or the people, or like the vibe in general.
But... This one reggae band that played, they were fucking good. Tropodelic was good, right?
Oh, yeah, Bo? They're from Ohio, I think.
Yeah, they're fucking good. But it was really funny. It's like the same competition, you know? It's like,
musicians are weird.
Musicians are so weird. Like,
we're all best friends. Then you get in the van, it's just fucking shit talk.
Yeah, I support a lot of people and give them an outlet to do their thing. And then once a couple of them that I won't name, but, you know, they talk shit now that I have a big crowd.
Yeah, whatever. They're losers.
What's up with you today?
Nothing.
You feeling good?
It's just like something a loser would do, right?
Yeah. I would never hate on that shit.
I don't do that to people.
Even though Brian thinks I'm like the biggest hater.
How? I mean, you get a little I don't think you're a hater per se.
I get a little jealous with his other bands.
Yeah, you get, but who doesn't?
Yeah. I don't think I'm...
Perfectly human to be jealous of people.
I like his bands.
Sure.
I don't. The only band I don't like is one band.
The one?
Don't like them.
We'll bleep that out.
We will.
I just don't like that kind of music. It's just, that's nothing personal against them. It's like my...
no, we can't be talking shit about... Because we have a lot of bands coming on the show.
I'm just defending my home country from Mumford & Sons right now.
Why? Defending your home.
After what we did for you?
You're from Indiana.
I'm from England, actually.
I know, but no. You are.
My mom is from England. My grandparents have accents.
Do you have a green card?
No, but I can get dual citizenship.
Well, until you do, you're not from England.
But I'm saying I have a little... I am culturally British. I can make fun of them.
Okay.
Get out of here with that. You're not with the Americana, Mumford & Sons.
Speaking of green cards, dialed in gummies.
Hey, Abbott Brothers have us covered. They're sick. They're actually sick.
Yeah, I think Mumford is sick, too. You don't like it.
If you're shopping at Old Navy, I guess.
Jesus fucking... What a week. What an episode. By the way, it's just me and Nick all episode.
I think they're picking up on that by now.
But the camaraderie of our scene, our band scene, like Luke from La Special.
He's cool, dude.
Brock from Boogie T.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, our crew of people, of bands.
Jam bands are less catty, I think, than some bands. They are still catty, but like... Maybe not. I don't know. It's hard to say.
A couple of them are a little catty, but like all like the big bands, like the Moes and the Umphreys.
They're cool because they
fucking love us.
They have nothing to prove, so they're good.
And they're sweet. Like they have our back.
They're not jealous of you.
No.
But yeah, whatever. My point is like they don't have anything to prove.
Yeah.
The people that are jealous of you are the ones hating. But let them hate. Let them hate themselves to the grave.
Yes, a lot of these guys.
It's really bad for your band when you start getting jealous. You start writing music like jealous people. You start copying shit. It's bad.
Yeah, it is.
You don't want to chase.
Speaking of someone who isn't jealous, is Dowding gummies.
Dowding.
When I say Dowding gummies, I don't have any resentment. I'm just no.
You should be jealous of them if you're another gummy company. Yeah, because they're kicking your ass.
So shout out to Dowding gummies.
Yeah, they're like a main stage gummy.
If you're in the Colorado area, go grab yourself some Dowding gummies.
If you're going to a festival, dialed in main stage 9 p.m. Saturday night.
Yeah,
the what, other gummies.
Take one before the show.
No, I'm just saying like that they're the headliner. Yeah, they're the headliner, and like. You're right over there. How's that Chipotle?
That Chipotle is coming up.
Here we go, baby. He's got heartburn. I wonder why. Why do I have heartburn? Anyway, Dialed In, they would be like the headlining band. All the other ones would be like, you know, 4 p.m. on the side stage, campground, campfire, where I started out.
So if you're in the Denver area, go buy yourself some Dialed In gummies.
Ooh, they're so delicious.
They're delicious or homogenized.
Homogenized.
And I've been seeing a lot of people tag me with them eating Dialed In gummies, and it's really cool.
They're clean.
Really spread the word for the Dialed In gummies.
I get every time I get more comments about that almost than I do about you. Speaking of that, can we put out a press release that I'm not in your band? It's hurting me.
Really?
People think I'm in your band, so they're like not. I think they're like not calling me as much because they think I'm out with you. I'm not in his band, guys. He can't afford me.
Hold on. Hold on.
I'm just kidding. He could afford me, but
hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Book just Charlotte fucking call
book
me.
Nick Garlic. Nick Garlic.
I don't even know my
book
fucking
Nick Garlock.
Gerlock.
I can't talk today.
That's an honor to think I'm in the UN. I'm not embarrassed by that. But I'm not in the UN. And I'm very available.
Get this man some gigs. If you need a saxophone player for hire.
Or just anything, really.
Yeah, no podcast stuff. You're not hiring him for podcasts. He's my guy.
Okay. I got a number, people.
What's that? By the way, a lot of people says you've been slacking on the voicemails. They said they've been trying to voicemail us.
No, I have them all in here, and they're all the most boring voice. Like, send an interesting voicemail, and I'll put it on the show, but it's all just like, I saw you last week, and it was good. I can't put it on. Guys, you got to give me some content.
Yeah.
So I'm not slacking on it. They're just not worth bringing to you.
Yeah.
My king doesn't have time for these voicemails.
I do. I like when people say nice things.
Oh, I'll send you those, but we can't use them on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I just didn't want to waste your time with another person telling you how great you are. You got a fucking trophy right there. What the fuck else do you need, man? So anyway, I'm not
feeling
in
really
band.
Content.
Yeah. Ernie's in his band. He's had a sax player for 15 years, guys.
Yeah, so go give Nick some work.
Maybe we need to get Ernie to start promoting him that he's in your band more. Ernie, get more active on Instagram. Stop. Yeah. Not just wife pictures.
A lot of pressure having a wife.
I don't like paperwork.
They have to come to the shows. You got to like get their arrangements.
It took me 10 months to renew my driver's license after it expired. I'm not going to get married. I didn't want to do that paperwork. It's $30. Why the government need to know I have a girlfriend? You know what I mean? I don't need to tell Joe Biden I got a girlfriend.
I'm finally like being okay being single.
Being single is fun.
It's fun.
A lot of freedom in it.
A lot of freedom. A lot of freedom. A lot of, you know.
A lot of sluts.
Not sluts. I haven't been hooking up.
Delicious little babies.
Shut the fuck
little ladies.
Up. No, it's I'm too old to slut out. We talked about this. I really been thinking about I want to hoe out, but I can't. I'm too
Are
old.
Are you? I don't know. I was thinking about
old.
That.
I can't
that just
hoe
seems
out.
Seems like society putting pressure on people to not be hoes, and I don't like that.
Yeah, but it's not like
it also is sad when an ugly person. You're not ugly yet. When you get ugly, I'll tell you. Then you can stop you. But like
Nick, what's going on with you today?
Attractiveness, just on one. I don't know how attractive you are should definitely guideline what your line is for what's acceptable in your actions in society. How people should get away with more.
Hold on, do you hate ugly people?
No, I don't think I'm even all that attractive. I'm not even including myself in the hot people. I'm just saying, hot people should get a little more leeway. I think that we've got thousands of. Centuries of, you know, evidence to say that it is going that way.
Mm.
And now the ugly people want their piece of the pie, and it's not going well because they've been bullied their whole lives, so they're going to take it out on you. Hot people should be in charge.
Jesus fucking...
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I just can't believe what's going on here.
You like it, though.
I do.
You never would have thought of that on your own. Who was your old co-host?
Yeti.
He never would have said something like that.
No.
He was like a.
Would that be part of your campaign for 2024?
Yes. We got to put, like, I'm not going to have, like, when I'm mayor of Indianapolis in 10 years.
2034.
Yeah. Well, because, like, the election's in 2033. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Then you get, like, inaugurated and, like, how they do presidents. So my thing is, first of all, I decided I'm doing it remote. When I win, I'm going to stay in Denver. I'm just going to do it over Zoom or whatever they have by then. You know, it might be something else. So I'm not going to, I don't need to live in Indy. I know what's going on there.
Right.
First of all, I'm going to have a all. Now, will my cabinet and my employees include all race, colors, creeds, sexualities, whatever, disabilities? Yes, but they will all be attractive.
Right.
Okay? I don't care what you are.
It's very Trump of you.
No, because he wouldn't have a trans person in his cabinet, and he wouldn't have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I will, as long as they're hot.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
All right. You heard it first. Campaign, Nick Gerlach.
Just be attractive. You know
if you're
I mean?
Hot, you'll get the job.
First thing, you know, and it might be illegal, but whatever. I'm the mayor. I'll change the laws.
Right. I really wish, you know, changing subjects here for a second. Because speaking of hot guys, Bo Belinsky.
Yeah.
Jumped the fence to go to see Mastodon. Got it.
What do you jump the fence? He had a pass.
We're in the VIP. And I hopped the fence, too, to get into the pit for Mastodon.
Oh.
Because I like jam band pits because they're kind of friendly. So like,
yeah, you're not going to get, like, destroyed like at Slayer.
Yeah, no. You don't. And so he jumped the pit, and then I guess someone elbowed you. Come here,
yeah,
Bo. Come,
he looks great.
Get over here. Bo Belinsky, everybody. Our guy. Our guy, our show pony. Go sit in the front here. Go. What happened? Yeah. You got a big old fucking scar on your head.
Yeah, got that. Chipped my tooth too.
Oh my god! This is like, but this was your moment. You love hardcore music.
Fucking fun, man. Just Mastodon
was the shit.
Going at it.
Yeah,
yeah. Somebody, I don't know. Not really sure what happened. My head hit somebody else's head. And yeah, it was like one of those moments, like we both hit each other and we were like, dude, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. All right, and then we just went back to hitting each other again.
See, that's what I love about the jam scene. Everyone's so goddamn friendly.
Dude. It was fun.
How do you think our set was?
I thought it was killer. Honestly.
Was it a little chaotic?
A little. Yeah, dude, I was running back and forth the stage like the entire fucking time. It's like, all right, you're up next, and then you go, like trying to get all those people off the stage too.
I heard like the stage was going to collapse.
Yeah. So when they brought up all the naked people, like for a while it was all right, you know. And then more and more people just kept coming, and Otter, the fucking stage manager, comes up to me. He's like, dude, we got to get these people off. Like, right. The legs under the stage were, like, starting to bend and, like, sink into the ground. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So that's why you were like, nah, keep them up. And I'm like, dude, no, we got to get these people the fuck off the stage now. But it was cool. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Killed it. Had people, like, from all the other stages, like, just bail on theirs and come to our set. And
yeah. There was so many. There was, like, 11 photographers. Yeah. Everyone was, like.
It was incredible.
It was showing the ruckus. But did we play all right?
Yeah. That was killer.
That was good. Because I kind of curveballed the set. Didn't really.
Yeah. But I mean, we all knew that was going to happen anyways.
Yeah. So. Our sets are weird for me because it's like, I feel like I have to I got to go, you know?
Yeah. But I thought it was solid. You definitely, you know, didn't talk as much as you normally do.
Yeah.
Which I thought was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I normally talk.
You got to crank out all those songs so quickly. Like, yeah.
Eggie was sick. What? I did a kind of like a thank you summer camp for making how important you are in my life, but I didn't really do the keep on keeping on speech. Not really. Did I? He did one with Sasquatch.
He also did the Teenagers solo.
Oh, yeah. I got to take that out. Sax on Teenagers.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Yeah? It's different?
I just like the song in general.
Yeah.
I think it's been hitting.
Really. Yeah. My Chemical Romance Teenagers is fucking slapping.
Like, even at a jam festival, it's like all these old emo kids who are just jam band fans now, and everybody was getting into it. Yeah.
I'm glad you got to see Mastodon. You're going to go see LCD Sound System tonight.
Yeah.
That's going to be a blast. Have fun. Thank you for everything. Thanks for putting up with me. I hope I wasn't too big of a pain in the ass this weekend.
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Okay, cool.
Nothing that I'm not used to already.
Yeah, you're right. Sometimes I get frustrated and I put it out on you.
It was good, man.
All right, cool. Shout out to Bo Belinsky. Thank you, buddy. Go get out there. Go out there. Go make some love tonight. Go find some fucking LCD Sound System groupies and go get a hand job, bud.
They don't give hand jobs, they're hipsters.
Why?
Hipsters are all virgins.
I think getting a hand job's hip, right?
It's very hip and in.
But yeah, other than that,
Jam band.
It was great. Shout out to the jam band community.
It looked good on camera.
Oh my god, it was a blowout.
Did Sean have fun?
I'm bummed I didn't get to see Big Something or Doom Flamingo. They played the night before, but like everyone's on this like three festivals a weekend run.
Yeah.
So everyone's like flies out at 6 AM.
What's up with Doom? Are they when they open for you, are they opening for you on your tour?
Yeah, they're doing 5 nights.
With Ryan?
Stasic's on that.
Isn't he like sometimes not in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of that, we have summer dates.
Summer dates.
I might as well talk about it. We have a bunch of shows coming up.
You're doing a mountain run.
We're doing a mountain run. We just added 10th Mound Division to the Mound Run, which who I love, Colorado band. But all right, let me tell you what's going on here.
They've been around for a while.
I'm leaving for Charleston tomorrow. And I'll be there for a week. And then, I won't see you for a month, bro.
Damn. We should do a Zoom opening.
You want to fly out to Charleston, go get drunk with me?
That sounds kind of fun, actually.
Come on, you need to get out of Denver.
I'll think about it.
Do you want me to hire you as a...
It's a good friend. Way to get me to go.
No, yeah, you don't go nowhere without getting paid. So
I do. I go to like the cool electronic funky shows. You know.
Oh, good to know. I have to pay you to fucking hang out with me.
I should just start a service where I'll hang out with you for $40 an hour.
I mean, technically, that's what it is.
No, I'm not gonna in general anybody.
Okay. June 16th, we are in Swansea, New Hampshire for Northlands. It's gonna be fun. We got pigeons playing. We got Twiddle, all the homies.
Is that a festival?
Yeah, that's a Twiddle's festival, I believe.
Oh, I thought it was called something else. Tumble Down.
And then we're at Cape Cod on the 17th. Ooh, then 18th chips. And 19th, we're going back to Nantucket. I can't wait to see Packy after that fucking. They've been talking so much shit about the Celtics, and they fucking finally lost. So suck it from the back, Boston.
Who is Packy?
Packy owns the Chicken Box.
You love that. What's up with that place?
I fucking love Nantucket. I don't know. I just love
it. It's like a mountain town kind of?
No, it's an island.
Yeah, but it's like a, you know, people don't live there year-round kind of thing.
The locals do. That are all my friends. But yeah, like
all definitely the it's more banging in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't play there in like November. Yeah.
So come out and see us play. That show's almost sold out.
Is
and
it
then,
close to Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then June 21st, we're in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hmm.
22nd, we are back in Charleston at Isle of Plums, where fucking Paul Coffin got arrested. You hear about that?
Who?
Paul Coffin.
Who's that?
Paul Coffin's that song, Cocaine Country Dancing With You.
Oh, a little bit. I know that. But why did he get arrested for?
He had some drugs on his tour van.
I mean, yeah, you're supposed to.
I know, but the cops are being assholes and they think they've...
North Cackalacky cops.
And then all these fucking trolls are after him. Like, fuck these trolls. Don't go after
Paul. What are they at him about?
I don't know. They're just... Like now they're talking. Now they're like belittling his songwriting and why? Shit. So I'm like, I've been barking.
What do you
back
mean belittling his songwriting?
Anyway, and then the 23rd, we're in Asheville, North Carolina, in Black Mountain at Pisgah Brewery.
Oh, sick!
That's gonna be awesome. Then we're at two nights at Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina. That's the Outer Banks.
You're just doing North Carolina.
A lot of it. 27th, Roanoke, Virginia. That's almost sold out.
This is all June, right?
This is all June. Yeah. I'll just do the June dates. Dewey Beach on the 28th at Ball and Cork, bigger venue. I'm sad that we're not at the fucking Starboard.
Wait, where's that?
Dewey Beach. It's where Biden lives.
Oh, sick.
Sometimes his granddaughters come out to the show.
Beautiful, beautiful granddaughters.
Yeah, and there's like security guards and shit. Or like,
oh, yeah, I mean, they
Secret
have to.
Service. It was pretty awesome. It felt really...
They're worth a lot of money.
Felt really cool. And then 29th.
It's so cool to have someone else have security around you.
Yeah, like the people who are coming to my show had their own security.
Oh, I get it.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah,
that is kind of cool.
The 29th, Virginia Beach. That show's almost sold out. The 30th, Frederick, Maryland. I think that's Baltimore. Is that Baltimore, Frederick, kinda. Maryland?
I think it's like a suburb of D.C. between Baltimore and...
Baltimore always packs out. And then Peach Fest, July 1st. Oh, and then we go to the Hamptons. It's a lot of rich people shows.
Why the fuck are you guys in the Hamptons?
I don't know, but they're charging like $150 a ticket.
You guys are just like literally doing rich people shit in June.
Yeah.
You're just going to rich people's resort towns.
I'm going to try to find Sugar Mama.
I ain't mad at you.
I'm going to find a trust fund Sugar Mama.
Yeah, who's 10 years younger than you. No, you like older women.
I like older women.
I want a Sugar Mama. That'd be sick.
Yeah. So come on out to the June. Buy tickets. Now that it's like getting closer, now they're selling way more. So grab them before they sell out, and then might as well promote because we love Buffalo.
Are you going to stream any of them on volume?
Yes, we are. We'll talk about volume in a second. Yeah, we are. We're doing two of them. Rochester, New York, Party in the Park. That'll be fun on July 13th and then July 14th.
Oh, that sounds
Buffalo,
like one
New York.
Party in the Park sounds like one of those things where you're not allowed to do drugs on stage because it's like a city thing.
Yeah, I had to like kind of tell them I'm not doing any of that shit. But we did it with Twiddle. Like 3 or 4 years ago, it was a fucking party. Rochester and Buffalo are so fucking fun.
Yeah, Rochester people don't care about drugs. That's what they do.
It's not more about the drugs. I think they just drink shit ton.
Yeah,
they don't really like. It's not everyone's like ripping coke and you know going out to the park.
I bet you could find some coke in Rochester.
Yeah. So grab your tickets. Speaking of shows, like you were saying, my co-host of the year.
That was a pretty good segue.
Volume.com.
Volume.
If you don't want to listen to us, if you want to see our faces, you want to see how happy and joyous I am after a fucking killer weekend of festivals, mm-hmm. head to volume.com. Volume.com/AndyFrasco. All the podcasts are stockpiled on there. So you can want if you want to see your favorite mm-hmm. artists that I've interviewed, you want to see their facial expressions when we're asking them the tough questions.
Like what?
Like how many times do you jerk off in a day?
There it is.
Head to volume.com. Also, they're becoming one of the leaders in live streaming concerts. So, yeah, they're getting popping.
Yeah, they are.
They're getting big. I'm really proud of them. It's been amazing to watch Volume grow, and I'm very excited to be part of the family. So head to volume.com.
They're like the Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah, Cool Runnings. Oh my God, are we Cool Runnings?
No, they are.
They're Cool Runnings, yeah.
We're the weights in the front of the sled.
So shout out to volume.com. Ben, I love you. I've been really proud of us. Like, you know, we're normally kind of space cadets and we normally
speak for yourself.
Put the episodes out on Monday, right when it finished, but we've been ahead of the game. And I think volume.com is
Chris has been on it
more professional. So shout out to volume.com for making this a real legit podcast.
And they have a good production staff for live streams.
Right.
That was my favorite thing about them.
What have you been up to?
What do you mean?
Like, what have you been doing? I feel like we haven't talked a lot.
I've been doing a lot of trivia related kind of shit. I've been working on some music. I've been doing some recording. I've been doing some recording sessions, not as many gigs.
It's summertime in Denver. No one's booking.
I've been kind of starting. But people are making albums and shit. And I've been doing, I've been starting with this little organ trio. We've been doing kind of some local gigs, just kind of getting it together. I'm going to try to maybe do like a hard ticket thing at Ophelia's with that later.
Oh,
this
cool.
Summer. Yeah. It's cool. I got a really good organist. I'm just working out the drummer part and maybe I'll add another guy for the Ophelia
I met show. A great drummer. He's in this band called like Squeaky Feet.
Squeaky Feet. They're like kind of like an Umphrey's vibe.
Dude, that drummer, he all recorded on a couple tracks.
I was there.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's amazing. Oh, yeah, you did. Well, you're a great musician. That's why I hire Nick Gerlach.
That's not sound too desperate here, but just
I mean, you do kind of sound desperate.
I'm not desperate. I just don't want people to think I'm in your band. That's the only part of it. If you don't want to hire me, but you don't think I'm in your band.
I ain't going to lie, you're sounding a little desperate.
Okay, trophy guy. if you don't want to book me and you don't think I'm in Andy's band or you don't want to hire me for your band, that's fine. I just don't want you to think that I'm not available.
I want you to stare at this.
It's fine. Stolen
I want
Valor.
You to stare at this.
You're basically
stare
like those
glory.
Guys that put on the like veteran hat and go to the grocery store and ask for money.
Yo, Bo, zoom in on me.
Zoom in on
me. Never give up on your dreams, people.
Look of the year.
Never give up on your dreams. You want trophies in your life? You could get them. Just
look of
work
the year.
Hard.
Name six Fish songs.
No.
They can't even name Fish.
The Fish trolls have been coming out of the woodwork to try to like belittle my
really? They
shit.
Still know how to get on the internet? They can't rotate a PDF. Boom. Got them roasted. I like Fish actually. They're pretty
I
good.
Do too.
They're a good band. Their fans are.
Speaking of Fish, we're doing a live stream at the Fish concert.
Hell yeah.
My first Fish concert, guys, are going to be at Fish.
There we go. I was trying to set that up the whole time.
Oh.
With the year of never seen Fish.
We
thing.
Are playing at Ophelia's the Wednesday before.
We can't.
Fish Dicks.
We announce that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
live podcast, not
live
your band.
Live podcast, not my band. We're going to do a whole podcast and we have a special guest. And
we can't tell
we
you.
We can't
yet.
Tell you who it is, but it's really big.
Yeah. We can't tell you who it is because we don't know who it is.
Yeah, because.
But they are going to be big. We got a good budget.
We got a good budget to get a big guest. So until someone says yes, we're going to keep you in suspense like
it's
we already
like
have it.
Them, yeah, the amount of money we'll give them for like half an hour. That's
right.
Seems like we should get someone pretty good.
Woo!
Keep it.
I clapped that too. Let's make some money. This is the summer of making money.
If it sells really well, we just won't get a guest.
Yeah, we'll just say.
Yeah, our guest is Sean Eccles. play a parody song, Sean.
Speaking of Sean Eccles, I got to give my band some love. They were the rhythm section for Death Kings.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
No,
they had to
Mikey
learn 22. Mikey was in it. But I guess, Karuba's out.
And then
and,
so they had a
the other guitar player was out too.
Oh, really?
Andy Avila was born to play punk, and Sean just bleeds punk.
He's a Mexican from LA. They rock. They fucking rock down there.
East Los. Yeah. And I just got to give shout out to Stace. A good call on getting the boys up there.
East LA, man. They, I mean, they like
Gans invented, killed it.
They invented a lot of that shit.
It was a lot of fun watching my band play the punk music because they love that shit. Sean's, Lemmy. Yeah. He's like Lemmy, dude.
Did Floyd? I thought I saw a video of Floyd.
Floyd was in it. I got to do Killing in the Name
God,
of.
God, he'd be. Stasek should replace himself with Floyd. In
man,
band.
I love our fucking community. Our community is so fresh. God, we are the we fuck community. We fuck. This community fucks.
This community.
Shout out to Humphreys. Shout out to Pigeons. Shout community out to Twiddle. Together. Shout out to
Pigeons
Dogs
was there?
In a Pigle. Pigeons weren't there, but
Greg's didn't have been Pigeons money, yeah. Someone was trying to say that.
Shout out to Eggy. Shout out to the whole crew.
Someone was on your Facebook group the other day, like showing a picture of Greg, like, we should see who's more crazy, Greg or Andy or something. I was like, Andy is 1,000 times crazier.
Oh, yeah. Greg's a dad.
Greg's like a normal guy.
When, yeah, and, then he and gets he's on... looking buff and hot. Like, I've been seeing pictures of Greg lately, and he's looking, like, buff and
I'm not
hot.
Sure I agree with all these jam band guys getting in shape.
Why?
It doesn't work. You need, you know what I mean? If you're a real jam band singer.
Chill out. Chill out.
No.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just having fun here.
I do miss you.
I'm having fun. I like to talk shit.
Do you really want to come to Charleston?
I have trivia to host.
You're going to cancel hanging out with your friend because you have to do trivia.
It's fun as shit.
It is. And it's been blowing up.
It's like actually a good time.
Oh, speaking of that, if you guys are trivia hosts in your local communities.
You should buy my fucking book. I've sold 30 copies so far.
That's good.
Pretty good for a week.
Yeah, and it's only $5.
Five American dollars. Go on my website, nickgerlachscult.com. Buy it. And if you are, you're officially considered hot. I have a promo code. I am hot. It doesn't get you a discount or anything. But you put it in, and then the system knows that you're hot.
Oh, my God.
I really did do that, by the way.
Are you serious?
I made a promo code with a 0% discount.
Why don't you, like, if they buy the book, give them, like, 15% off of, like, a I am hot t-shirt?
No, I think I'll just use the I am hot.
I can't with you. I just can't. I can't. You don't listen.
I know. I can do that, but let's
you don't
just,
listen.
I don't need to do
I'm
that.
I'm trying to make you money so you don't have to rely on playing fucking saxophone for some...
I like playing saxophone. I'm really good at it.
I know, but...
No, I do have other...
This is depressing.
I do have a promo code for my merch site, too, that's also I am very hot, that actually does get you a discount of 20%. Don't worry. I made everything 20% more expensive before I did that. Like what companies do, you know what I mean? They'll be like 25% off, but they raise the price 25%.
Right.
Hey, man, it's America. It's what we do here.
It's what they do.
We tell you you're getting a discount when you're paying the same price.
So are we going to have a good week? Do you want to give them motivation, Mr. Fucking Optimistic?
We've only gone 50 minutes.
Speaking of trivia, the host of Jeopardy graced us with some amazing content. I think you're going to really love this.
He was actually like very, way more down to earth. Like,
yeah, and he was funny.
He had a wit to him. I mean, I guess he's super smart, so the witty thing. Jeopardy's basically wit, right? It's like the quickest one to get the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was incredible.
We asked him about groupies.
I can't believe Disney let him
if
on our
Jeopardy
show.
If Jeopardy gets groupies.
He said yeah.
He said yes.
We won't tell you what they are.
He said they're all 7
it's Andy's
old.
Dream.
I love older women.
Just imagine 10, 6-year-old, 8-year-old women side stage. Just
go, Ken, go!
Aunt Cor.
Oh, man.
What are you going to do the rest of this week? When do you leave? Friday?
I got asked to go to Vegas to go to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Two classic hockey towns in the finals this year.
Yeah, Florida.
Miami and Vegas.
Oh, is the Florida team from Miami?
Yeah. Remember? Yeah, they're in Miami.
But it's also kind of weird. Is they're
Why
both,
are they still called Florida?
They're both newer teams. So I don't understand this.
Florida's from 93. They've been in 30 years.
Florida? I thought they were a transplant team. Oh, okay.
They came in the same year as the Avalanche. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, shout out to Miami. Shout out to Vegas. I'm going to be there. I think I'm going to go to game one or two.
You know, no Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup Finals since, like, I think 92 or so.
Yeah, because America rules.
Exactly. Thank you. We're even better at you at the thing you're better than us at. Losers.
Yeah, Canada.
Anyway, Indy's Canadian tour next fall.
Anyway, we're going to Canada next month.
Are you?
No.
You don't play Canada that
we
much.
We play Canada once every couple years.
So much taxes up there. Why do you guys tax everything so much?
I know. I think I had to pay a lot, or they withheld a lot of our money.
Yeah, it's weird. They're like weird up there. They keep track of everything. It's very...
Yeah.
Communism.
I got a new record out, guys, also. August 11th, it comes out. La Optimist, pre-order
L'Optimist.
We've been having a shit. People have been buying the vinyls. People have been buying all the pre-order merch.
Really?
But let's keep it popping. Yeah,
How many vinyls are there available to be pre-ordered? Can you only do a certain amount, or can you?
Not anyone could do it. We just have
vinyls
to order
like
more.
Getting back to where people can print them easily again? It's not like a big,
it's not a, because COVID's cut. It's been 3 years.
Remember like 2 years ago, like you couldn't get vinyl, basically?
No, it's like you're on delay for 7 months. Like you had to get records in a year before.
Who did the artwork for your vinyl?
Oh, Justin Folk. He's killer.
Yeah. Does he do your other stuff?
Yeah. He did my last rec. He did my last.
Well, one record was a photograph. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to have a great week. Nick, you're going to have a great week.
Yeah,
you're going to get hot. I'm going to put all this good energy into your body right now.
I'm in a good mood.
You're going to get hired. You're going to get that fucking big B-level jam band fucking gig.
I want to be in the Harry Styles band. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, why don't you ask your homie Paris?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's sick, though. He's on tour with Harry Styles right now.
Yeah.
They're in Europe.
Sick.
Did you see he set the record for biggest crowd in the history of Scotland?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Over the weekend, 65,000 people.
Oh, my God. He's huge.
Yeah. He seems pretty cool. Paris said he's real nice to everybody.
You think I have a chance with Taylor Swift?
No.
No? Why not?
I don't think she'd like you very much.
I mean, I work hard. She works hard.
Yeah, you're both songwriters.
I feel like I could be the guy that dates Taylor Swift.
I mean, that'd be cool. I kind of find her likable, actually.
I like her, too.
Everything in my body, you know, it seems like you wouldn't like her, but she's just she's nice to people.
Yeah.
I mean, do I like her
music?
She
loves her fans.
It's music.
I love
fine.
My fans. She loves working. She's a workaholic. I'm a workaholic. I mean, it'd be a perfect relationship. We won't know each other at all.
Can you date someone more successful than you?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
I can.
But she's definitely more successful than anyone.
And she'll always be.
There's no way anyone we know. I mean, she might, like, maybe no one ever might catch up to this the way the music industry is now.
It would be tight to, like, date a, like, field lacrosse girl.
Field hockey?
Field hockey. Have you seen the Dutch team?
Lacrosse is field lacrosse. Are they hot or something?
Oh my God, they're hot. It's like, it's insane.
My grandma used to coach field hockey.
If you haven't looked at this Dutch national team, field hockey team, go pull them up, Bo.
Bo will probably find this one.
Bo, yeah, I think that it's already in your bookmark probably. I know Bo likes to use a...
He likes field hockey women.
Field hockey Dutch. Dutch field hockey team.
Dutch?
These women are so beautiful. It's like, and they're like fast and they're athletes. Look at this.
Field hockey's pretty wild.
Oh my God. Beautiful.
My grandma started the field hockey program at my mom's.
Shout out to the Netherlands. We're about to announce our Europe tour here pretty soon.
Are you going there?
We're going. Oh my God.
Are you going there?
We're doing one. It's only a 5-day tour.
Utrecht or what?
I can't say yet.
Oh.
But we're also going to London.
London.
And we're coming back to Bamberg.
That's the bomb too.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't get bombed.
Yeah, that's why it's so nice there now. We didn't destroy it.
Yeah.
You deserved it.
Oh my God. Okay, I got to get out of here.
They were killing your people in droves.
I know.
Back me up.
I know, you're right.
They arrested you for no reason.
I know. I still love Germans.
Yeah, Germans are cool.
Jesus. Fuck.
I'm so German, too.
Do people listen to us?
Yeah, they definitely do. I get tons of messages. People have been making memes of the mayor thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I saw that on our fan page.
God, I'd be such... Oh, you can't be my deputy mayor anymore, I decided.
Why?
I need a minority woman. I'm going to have my friend Lede do it. You're too busy. You'll be too... You're probably...
No, No.
You can play my inauguration. I'll get you a nice check.
Nope.
I'll get you a beautiful check.
I don't
check.
Want it. Because hey. No.
I'll get you a... This is about winning, okay? I need a minority woman as my deputy.
You need me.
You're not a minority.
Yes, I am.
You're a woman, like, emotionally, yes, but...
Jesus fucking Christ.
I need my friend Lede. She
this
works
feels like secession.
Fine. I guess... Okay, then you're Kendall. If you haven't seen the ending yet, you'll see why that's funny.
Okay.
Lede is going to be my deputy mayor, okay? She's... Black. She's worked in education in India her whole life. She's a female. She's just got inducted into the Hall of Fame at her college for basketball.
But I'm not going to be like the Bruce Springsteen of the fucking Nick Gerlach. We're done promoting this. No, but if I don't get a piece of the cut.
No, my Bruce Springsteen. Obama.
No.
You're Bruce Springsteen.
No.
Fine.
I don't want it.
Fine.
If you I like to put my name in the hat. I will be running for the Indianapolis mayor.
Right on, bitch. I can't wait for the first debate.
Frasco.
Let's debate next week.
Gerlach. Okay, let's get it. Let's
I'll
get a real
debate.
Okay. I'm actually kind of scared.
I'm a master debater.
Ooh, hot.
Get it?
Yeah. Oh, I watched some great.
I will absolutely annihilate you, Trump style, in any debate. I won't even bring up one goddamn political topic. It'll be personal attack, personal attack, personal attack, personal attack, personal attack, until you wither away and die. Oh my God. You run against me. And then meanwhile,
did you already see
we both get like 7 and 8 votes, and then some guy beats us like 400,000 votes.
But did you see Trump starting to talk shit to him?
Trump's got him so beat. He had his goddamn, he announced his candidacy last week on Twitter. First of all, it didn't work. Like, it was glitching out the whole time. It was a thing with Elon Musk, who owns the company. You can't, only 300,000 people watched it.
Wow.
Which is like less than one of your goddamn dance party streams, almost.
Well, I'll clap up. Shout out to the dance party. That's why I think I got you in this election. I am running. No, I'm putting my name in the hat as well.
Here's the problem.
Fuck you, Nick. No, fuck you.
Here's the problem with that.
They're Andy Frasco, 2034 versus Nick Gerlach.
Mayor of Indianapolis.
Mayor of Indianapolis.
Listen, you really want him to be your mayor? And also, those people can't all legally vote in Indiana. What, 4 of them can?
You know, what do you want? A strict guy? You want someone to let you, you know?
I'm strict?
Hell yeah. It's going to be like fucking 1986 over there.
The 80s were incredible. So the economy was booming in 19.
Okay,
that was
Reagan.
Right before it all.
Okay, Reagan.
Yeah.
No.
You don't think me being Reagan's going to help me in Indiana? You've already lost.
I will still put my name in the hat. I am nobody's
Nick
Bruce
Gerlach.
Springsteen to. After I give you the outlet, I give you our fan
Why
base
you
to promote
be
your campaign. I want to be your fucking right hand man.
You don't
want to
play arenas and have a 50-year career? You don't want to be my Bruce Springsteen?
I want to be your right hand man. I want to change what's going on in that city of Indiana.
I need a right hand woman.
Fine. Well, I want to be the third one. Okay. I want to be Board of Education. Give me Board of Education.
You probably were bored of education in high school.
Okay, we're done. Thanks for being on the show today, Nick.
B-O-R-E-D, bored.
We love you. Shout out to volume.com. Shout out to Dialed In Gummies. Shout out to everyone who's been showing up to all these festivals. We've got 11 more to go, people. Don't get sick of us yet because we're everywhere.
I feel like that's less than you did last year.
Yeah, we did 22 festivals last year.
And that means next year you're going to be on 40 if Brian lets you.
Yeah. Every other year you get the big.
When are you going to vote? When are you going to open for.
Shut the fuck up.
You brought them up earlier, not me.
I know, but I'm bleeping that out too.
Bleep it.
I will not ever do that. I probably will if they ask me.
I'll never do that unless they ask. No, you won't. That wouldn't be ever.
Nah, I don't think I would. I don't like.
You can't open. You're too high something energy.
We've been talking to a couple bands that we might open for.
Who, Aerosmith?
No. Aerosmith. Yeah, that'd be tight.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sick. I said that because you're doing like they're doing a big tour.
Yeah.
But you know who is opening? Some Black Crowes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We should get that.
Love yourself. Be who you want to be.
Love yourself.
And Nick, like always.
Thank you for being a friend.
We're late.
Oh, oh, yeah.
You do that part.
Back again.
And we're starting from the bottom and we're here now.
Oh, yeah.
Have a good night, everyone. Thank you so much for being on the show, watching the show every week. Next week, we got Ken Jennings. Then we got DJ Barum. And then we got Bob Moses. And the tallest man on earth. And everyone else that's going to be on the show this summer.
Swedish.
We'll see you everywhere. All right. Love yourself. Because you deserve love too.
Hallelujah.
Goodbye.
I love singing that shit.
You tuned in to the World's Heavy Podcast with Andy Frasco. Thank you for listening to this episode. Produced by Andy Frasco, Joe Angelou, and Chris Lawrence. We need you to help us save the world and spread the word. Please subscribe, rate the show, give us those crazy stars, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're picking this shit up. Follow us on Instagram at World Saving Podcast for more info and updates. Frasco's blogs and tour dates you find at andyfrasco.com. And check our socials to see what's up next. Might be a video dance party, a showcase concert, that crazy shit show, or whatever springs to Andy's wicked brain. And after a year of keeping clean and playing safe, the band is back on tour. We thank our brand new talent booker, Mara Davis. We thank this week's guest, our co-host, and all the fringy frenzies that help make this show great. Thank you all. And thank you for listening. Be your best, be safe, and we will be back next week.
No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast, as far as we know. Any similarity, drugs, and all knowledge, facts, or fake, is purely coincidental.